Hello, Miaofen.
Hello, Brian.
Welcome to Clearing the Air.
欢迎来到哲学十分钟。
This is our last episode of season 2.
对，这是我们的第二季最后一集。
Right, and the Self-Cultivation Club.
哦，也是化蝶社。
Yeah.
对。
And speaking of which, we are on our last of Franklin's virtues.
对，今天我们要最后来总结一下 Franklin 的十三个德性。尤其是进到最后一个，第十三个，谦虚。
Right, humility. And we can also take this opportunity, like you said, to sort of bring things to a conclusion.
对。那你做得如何呢？谦虚。
That's a good question. Humility, like Franklin, I think humility is one of my most difficult virtues because I tend to talk a lot and think before I talk sometimes. And so I don't always...take other people's feelings into consideration.
Oh, 你觉得谦虚对你来说是一个很困难的德性。
Right.
因为你总是讲比较多。
Right.
然后发表你的意见。
Right. So I know this is kind of a good thing in the sense like, so Franklin said that we should, if we want to do humility, he didn't have much advice for us, right? He said, be like Jesus.
对
or be like Socrates.
像耶稣或是像苏格拉底。
Right, right. And I'm kind of like Socrates in the like, I like to ask questions.
Okay.
But I also like to give answers. So that's a little bit different. So I'll give you an example.
好上礼拜吗或前个礼拜。
Yeah, so I was having a meeting with my colleagues in America, and we were talking about a certain policy.That they had been working on and they want the change. And I thought there were some major problems with
okay.
the policy.
Uh-huh, 你前两个礼拜跟你的同事透过连线开会那你们讨论一个特定的计划、
mm-hmm.
他们正在做的计划所以但你发现很大的问题想要告诉他们。
Yeah, exactly. So I thought of the humility exercise, though, and I thought, okay, this is how I can do it.I can admit that I don't know all there is to know about the issue, and I can compliment them for all the hard work they put into it.
对，一开始就是你要练习做谦虚这个功课，所以你可能就会先讲一些称赞他们的话，然后说他们做得还不错。
Right, right, and admit that I don't know everything there is to know. So...This was my plan. And so I thought about this and I thought how I could say it before the meeting.
Oh, 原来这是你开会前想好的台词。
Exactly, yeah. I was trying to be humble. I was trying to be humble. So then when it came time to actually say it, I forgot all of that.
Oh.
And I just said all the wrong things, right? All the bad things that I thought were wrong with it.
你把你原来想的台词,你为什么你忘记没有讲?
Because I'm not very good at it.
So you just 很直接把你的意见告诉他们，而且大部分是
negative,
负面的
Right. So this is something I failed. In other words, so I tried to be more humble and I failed.
但也许他们的计划真的有问题吗？还是你
觉得 But the worst part of it is that their response was so polite.They said all the things that I failed to say. They said, oh, I really appreciate your opinion and thank you for your advice. You know, we really need it because we need more input about this. And, they made me feel, yeah.
你觉得有两位同事表现的谦虚是你觉得还不错的。
Yeah,
他们就欣赏你给他们的负面的意见。
Exactly.
使他们的计划可以做得更好。
Yeah, they thought it was good advice. And so instead of feeling too bad about it, I decided that, well, I would try to learn from them.
你要学你的同事。
Right, that I would just say, this is a learning experience for me. I failed, but they showed me how to do it, and in the future I'll try to be more like them.
会不会是在美国的社会本来就比较直接?
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, in philosophy we're usually very direct.And in our department, when I'm older than them, and I've been there longer than them, and the sort of the culture before me was just to be direct.
那你的同事是 你意外的觉得他们怎么那么谦虚？
But they're younger than me. And I think somehow they have better background than I do in this kind of thing. And they're not typical hardcore philosophers who just like to argue. They're also polite and nice people. And so I need to be more like them.
Okay, 这是你的真心话。
Yes.
所以下一次你再跟同事讨论，不管他们是不是年纪比你小，比你之前，你觉得你会用更谦虚的方式表达你的意见。
Well, I will try. And I think what you're implying is that maybe they were modest or humble because they're younger than me. And
对，我在想，
they maybe need me in the future to vote for them this way or that way. That may be slightly part of it, but I don't think that's...the major part of it.
对，最主要是他们的表达方式让你觉得舒服。
Yeah,
谦虚可以使对方感受到这种舒服的感觉。
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it, that when you are humble, you make the other person feel more important and better, right? You show them some dignity, yeah.
对。嗯，这真的是一个很好的学习 ，a good lesson.
How about you?
我自己就是学习苏格拉底。跟耶稣吧，可能同时就是我就在想说，哎，谁是我可以学习的？
OK, so you were trying to imitate Socrates and see who you could study from.
对对。
OK, that's a good one.
然后我就除了跟你学习以外，跟 Brian 学习 yoga,
哪里
学习瑜伽经，因为你告诉我你是教瑜伽经的嘛，瑜伽的哲学，东方哲学。
Oh, the other day we were talking about yoga.
包括印度哲学。
Right. So you were learning that from me. That's your humility example?
我学，从你这边学到了一些概念，什么 Sankhya.
Oh, right. I told you a little bit about Sankhya and its relationship with yoga. Okay,
对，然后就是印度哲学的数论，然后还有你对瑜伽经的一些看法。那我就去请教了我的瑜伽老师、
oh, okay,
对八十岁左右我的瑜伽老师
okay.
然后他又告诉我一些他想到的关于瑜伽跟印度教跟佛学的哲学嘛
okay. OK, so you took some of what I said and then you took it to your 80-year-old yoga teacher and asked her, and so she told you some of what she knows about yoga and its relationship withHindu philosophy and yoga philosophy and Buddhism.
对、okay. 就是瑜伽老师他有一个瑜伽禅瑜伽这样 的他自己发展出来的东西，但是也是学习这印度来的哲学嘛、
oh.
然后我觉得我把你 Brian、uh-huh. 跟瑜伽老师告诉我的再加上我回家之后做了功课，我就把你们讲的东西回去查一下资料、
uh-huh.
然后仔细的想一下老师说什么有觉有观或有觉有照具名障碍、
uh-huh.
照与照者同时即净、
uh-huh.
或者同时明灭、okay. 同时消失同时即灭。
So let me see if I have this straight. So your teacher told you a few things about, she developed a kind of yoga that she calls Zen yoga.
Right.
Is that right? And so she told you some things about that. And then you took what she said and what I said and you went back home and you sort of took out your notebook and tried to organize your thoughts about it. And you even looked up a passage in the sutra?
对对。
Oh, okay.
就找到圆觉经啊，然后还有、
okay.
甚至还有一些研究说这个觉知跟观照、
uh-huh.
跟大脑神经科学有关。
Oh.
然后我今天又来问你。
Okay, so some of these ideas like 觉 which is, how do we say that in English? Becoming aware.
Yeah,
of something has to do with a certain part of the brain, and then focusing on something has to do with another part of the brain. And so you're trying to understand all this as a good student. I think what you're saying is that being humble is being a good student.
对，然后每个人都有他特别的知识，然后就是去请教你们，然 然后把它加上自己的功课。
Right, right, right.
那这样的话，我觉得哎，好像这可以像是那个学习耶稣或苏格拉底的谦虚。
I like this. Yeah. Yeah. So you can go. You can find people who have information that you don't have. Right. So I think part of being humble is realizing where we are lacking.
对，
right?
或是不确定。
Yeah. Or we're not sure. Right. And then you can go to them and you can ask, and then you can take their information. You can try to think it through yourself.
对。
Yeah, I think that's a great way to do it. That's just like Socrates, right? He would try to do things like that.
So we both last week did.
That's good. I think you were more successful than me.
对，我有在想我要怎么样去做到这个功课。然后另外就是我写书的时候，有再多看一些文献。
Okay.
然后也是从里面去学习，可能我还没有发现别人做过的一些研究或者他们的看法。那我可以一看第一次第二次第三次可能会越来越知道问题、所以其实最有帮助、对我最有帮助、然后又可以把它交给同学、
Yeah, that's kind of so writing a book, it takes a lot of self-confidence to write a book,
对，
but it also takes humility to read other people's work to see what you can learn from them, and then you can incorporate it into your work, and then you can share that workwith other people in a spirit of humility.
因为我不知道你写书是怎么样的心情跟方法，我是会希望多知道一些文献历史以及到底现在的辩论 debate 到什么程度。那你呢？你怎么写书呢？
So I think I have a similar opinion to yours, is that I don't see writing a book or writing an article as just telling people my opinion.
对，有的人是这样子。
Yeah, I see it.
说自己想说的。
There's a saying in English that the best way to learn something is to teach it.
Oh?
Have you ever heard that?
把一件事情做好，最好的方法是。
最好学习的方法。
嗯，是什么？
就是教。
教哦，为了要教， yeah. 所以可以让我们学得更好。
Yeah. Right. So if you want to teach somebody something, you really have to know it.
对。
And if you want to write about something, you have to research it.
对。
And so really for me, writing is an opportunity to learn.
对。
And then after I learn it and I feel like I understand it, then I can share it with other people.
诶，改考卷，我上礼拜改考卷，法哲学、法理学考卷，我也有从学生的答案里面。感觉学到东西。
Oh, nice. So when you're grading, you learn something from one of your students?
对啊，因为你会发现，哎，我讲的他理解了，而且他用他的方式说出来。
Right. I understand that. That happens to me too. Yeah. So you taught them and they wrote it down, but they added their own perspective and you could learn from that.
对。
Yeah.
哎，那这样子我们这个 humility, 谦虚的功课可以继续做。可是总结十三个德性做下来，你觉得最困难的
？Which Franklin's virtues did I think was most difficult? Well, I think humility is difficult. I think I also think that order is still a little bit difficult for me, and tranquility sometimes.
沉静跟秩序、整洁都是比较难。
And silence. It's hard for me to be silent.
沉静。
Yeah, how about you?
我觉得最难的真的就是秩序跟清洁。
Oh, right. Oh, also chastity for me. I redefine chastity, I think.
对对对。你觉得那个纯真，尤其跟性啊、欲望有关的纯真，你还有很多改善的空间。那 sincerity, 真诚。Sincerity.
真诚 I think for me, it's hard for me to not be sincere.
Oh, 所以真诚其实反而比较容易，对不对？
Yeah.
还有用功， yeah. 我想你是一个很用功的。
I'm pretty industrious, yeah.
然后 temperance 呢？ Yeah. 节制。
Well, the way he defines temperance is, how did he define it again? So, eat not to dullness, drink not to elevation. I'm usually pretty good with that, but when I'm with people who are drinking, sometimes...It's hard for me. So yeah, I can work on that one too. I have a question.
节制还不错，你节制跟节省都。
Yeah, I'm pretty frugal. Yeah, because I've been poor most of my life. So.
曾经有过很没钱的日子。
Yeah.
你告诉我说你记账。
Well, I can. I have a little story for you. Yeah. So when I was in my when I had just left home, when I was 19.
19岁的时候?
Yeah. Oh. And I left home to go to college with no money.
Mm-hmm. 你是住在学校附近?
Yeah. And I supported myself.
你没有从家里拿钱, no. 你要自己赚钱哦?
Right. Oh. Yeah. So, and I felt a little bit frustrated because I felt like I should have enough money, but I didn't.
等一下, 你是家里不给你钱, 还是家里没有那么多钱给你?
It's a little both.
他们很穷吗? 两个都有?
Yeah. Yeah, it's complicated, but that's, we'll talk about that another day. So what I did is I did what I had read Franklin before, mm-hmm. and I did what he suggested, which was to keep track. So he was talking about keeping track of virtues. But what I did is I kept track of money. And I just kept track of every dollar that I spent every day.
从19岁开始.
Yeah, and then I realized. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I was spending some money on things like pizza and beer.
some.
A little bit, right? Because I was a student, right? That's what students do. And then, but I realized it was more than I thought.
Okay, 你那时候要打工很辛苦吧?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to support myself, so I worked mm-hmm. a part-time job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then I cut back, and I still kept track of my money, and I felt like, okay, now I really have control of my money.
Okay.
And I've been able to do that most of my life now. But then, after a while, I did the same thing with my time.
Oh, 学习怎么省钱, 然后也同时知道, 哦, 可以怎么省时间。
Right. So I started keeping track of what I spent my time on every day mm-hmm. and realized maybe I was spending too much time watching TV or doing, I don't know, other things and spending time with friends or, you know, doing nothing, sleeping. and then I could control myself, right? I could cut back and I could do more of this and less of that. And then I feel like I had more control of my life.
对,可是其实你那个挥霍时间,或是你觉得比较浪费钱的时间其实不多耶,一年或两年。
It matters, right? Because money, you can run out of money. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as time exactly, but okay. there was a time when I was in Taiwan, mm-hmm. when I was like 21, when I had no money.
21岁在台湾的时候,
I literally had no money.
你没有钱, 那你在台湾你不会害怕吗?
Well, I had ways to make money, and I could use those ways, mostly teaching English.
Okay.
But there was, I have a vivid memory of one day when I was going to get paid the next day, but that was the next day, and this day I didn't have any money. And so it matters.
很多人都会遇到这种情况, yeah. 但是能够像你这样子发现方法, 然后慢慢的克服很不容易, 因为其实从你在台湾 21岁开始到现在, 已经翻译了很多蔡志忠的漫画, uh-huh. 还有一些, 中文的书, uh-huh. 所以真的很会利用时间, 你是一个会利用时间的人。
Well, I think that what Franklin tries to teach is, Franklin was an amazingly productive person, mm-hmm. and I think he was so productive because he was able to control his time.
他的时间。
Yeah.
那现在你是一个对时间掌握还不错的人, 你觉得满意吗?
I still think there's room for improvement, but still, even today, I have a little notebook and I keep track of how much time I spend on things. And I try to improve.
还要improve. 还要更好。对,其实真的这个方法我可以学起来, 就是我觉得我比较困难的地方真的就是 order, 秩序, uh-huh. 还有清洁, yeah. 很广义的来讲, 然后, 因为我就是比较会专心做一个事情, mm-hmm. 当我在写稿的时候, 就会忽略。
So do you think, we've been doing this for almost a year now, do you think mm-hmm. Are you a different person? Have you made any progress? Is it something we could continue to do?
虽然我们有些地方还可以改进, 有些我们就是觉得困难的, 但整体来说, 以前我没有把哲学用在生活这样子的 body system, 就有这样伙伴关系跟你啊, 一起讨论, 然后哲学可以做这样的转化、我觉得很特别。可是在台湾的教育，伦理学教育，公民与道德、我觉得好像没有这方面的
元
素、
you've been doing philosophy for a long time、and you've been involved with sort of ethical questions for a long time, but you've never、done this kind of thing where you combine them and try to improve yourself.
对
Yeah, and yeah, I think in America it's pretty much the same. We do ethics and philosophy where、we try to confront difficult moral issues, but we don't spend a lot of time just trying to improve ourselves.
对，就是把哲学运用到生活里面，而且是像 Franklin 我们讲这一季啊，跟上一季整个13个德性，那其实它都很基本。我们有谈过说为什么要去做这个道德完善计划，对不对？
Yeah, it does seem very fundamental, very basic, right? Like something a middle schooler would study.
对、
yeah.
但是我们都发现好像我们自己已经有慢慢有改变。
Right.
那
I think,、yeah.
对、这个改变自己可以感觉到，然后我们也有一些交换一些方法。那可是为什么在至少在教育里面、台湾或是美国没有这样子的机会。你要自己去发展、
okay.
对不对？这套方法其实这个对话的方法是你提出来的、
So you think that you've made some progress、and you're wondering、why we don't see more of this kind of thing in our educational systems、Yeah, I'm
你说是老师的方法不对教育的方法有问题
Well, I think we do I mean, there are lots of teachers who try to teach their students to be better people and they tell them, you know, you have to be honest and you have toobey the law and respect your parents and things like that. But they don't really explore the ideas and give the students a chance to grow and discover for themselves. I think one of the most important, it's not my personal opinion only, I mean, a lot of educators have said this, that in order for a student to learn, they need to discover. They need to understand it for themselves.So there are better methods and worse methods for teaching virtues. And I think just telling students this is the right way to do it is the wrong way to,
可能就是没有真正把哲学讨论啊对话啊、放到那个这些 virtues 里面
yeah, exactly.
公民教育或是伦理教育里面、
exactly. right. We could use the basic methods of philosophy like Socrates, this kind of dialogue、to help students understand and appreciate the things that really matter to them and probably virtues will matter to them
对，诶，那这一季结束并不代表我们已经对很多问题有了想法跟答案，所以我们第三季要做什么？
Right, that's a good question. What should we do with the third season? I think、I'm going to keep trying on my own to cultivate these virtues.
当然要继续把这个道德完善计划落实到生活里面。
We can turn our attention to other things.I've been working on the topic of nature
自然
in various
对你有一本新书你在研究的东西、
right.
自然
I have a book that I finished recently about the Chinese idea of nature、but also comparing it with like the Greek idea of nature and what it has to do with other philosophical issues like aesthetics and even cognitive science
哦、所以你的新书要在、英文出版的新书里面会讨论到东方跟西方自然的概念然后也会跟美学还有认知科学有关
Right, it's coming out in English but it's also coming out in Chinese
对也有中文的版本、
right. yeah.
哇太棒了恭喜你
So I don't know if, you want, if you're interested in doing that we could
我觉得很棒因为我今年刚好预计也会出版社出版一本我的书
That's right, you have a book coming out too, and your book is called Natural Law.
对、法哲学自然法的
研究。自然法的就是 Nature and Law? How would you say it in English?
Natural Law Studies.
Natural Law Studies, okay, good.
对、yeah. 就是法哲学的一个很重要的基础然后刚好也是跟自然
Perfect.
有关
Right.
里面我谈的方法也是跟美学 有关。
Oh, so you also talk about aesthetics and I talk about aesthetics?
作为这个方法的转向、
Perfect.
跟人怎么去思考判断有关。
Okay. So you use an aesthetic method to about making judgments.
对，而且也正在写第二本书嘛。跟美学有关。
Oh, and you're working on your second book on legal
aesthetics.
Legal aesthetics.
对对。
Perfect.
对。
Yeah, that sounds fascinating.
所以我们第三季正好就可以把我们最新研究的东西，自然跟美学。
Okay, so the third season will focus on the cutting edge topics that we both are working on.
对，好啊，那我们就下个礼拜继续咯。
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
Bye.
Cheers.